that moment it struck midnight. At the last stroke, I saw Mademoiselle Daae lift her eyes to the sky and stretch out her arms as though in ecstasy. I wondered what the reason could be when I myself raised my head and everything within me seemed drawn toward the invisible, which was playing the most perfect music. Christine and I knew that music. We had heard it as children, but it had never been executed with such divine art, even by Monsieur Daae. I remembered all that Christine had told me of the angel of music. The air was the resurrection of Lazarus, which old Monsieur Daae used to play to us in his hours of melancholy and of faith. If Christine's angel had existed, he could not have played better that night on the late musician's violin. When the music stopped, I seemed to hear a noise from the skulls in the heap of bones. It was as though they were chuckling, and I could not help shuddering. Did it not occur to you that the musician might be hiding behind that very heap of bones? It was the one thought that did occur to me, monsieur, so much so that I omitted to follow Mademoiselle Daae when she stood up and walked slowly to the gate. She was so much absorbed just then that I am not surprised that she did not see me. Then what happened that you were found in the morning lying half-dead on the steps of the high altar? First a skull rolled to my feet, then another, then another. It was as if I were the mark of that ghastly game of bowls. And I had an idea that false step must have destroyed the balance of the structure behind which our musician was concealed. This surmise seemed to be confirmed when I saw a shadow suddenly glide along the sacristy wall. I ran up. The shadow had already pushed open the door and entered the church. But I was quicker than the shadow and caught hold of a corner of its cloak. At that moment, we were just in front of the high altar, and the moonbeams fell straight upon us through the stained glass windows of the apse. As I did not let go of the cloak, the shadow turned around, and I saw a terrible death's head which darted a look at me from a pair of scorching eyes. I felt as if I were face to face with Satan, and in the presence of this unearthly apparition my heart gave way, my courage failed me, and I remember nothing more until I recovered consciousness at the setting sun.